Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen. Veterans Day coming up on Monday. And of course, we are honoring veterans pretty much throughout the month, as are the fine folks at Northland Area Federal Credit Union at their 13 locations. And joining us from the credit union, the CEO there, Pete DeZuris. How are you today, Pete?
Great. Good to be here, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the show. And also the financial analyst and a veteran, too, Gary Vick. How are you today, Gary?
Fine. Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you on the program. You guys are doing some special things throughout the month of November and leading up to Veterans Day. Let's talk about some of the things you're going to be doing at the credit unions there.
Well, as you know, Northland's been a big sponsor of several different things to the benefit of veterans. We were sponsors of the Luke Wiltsey's Wounded Warrior Project, where he traveled across the country by bicycle. And I don't yet know what we raised, but we raised a considerable amount of money for the benefit of the Wounded Warrior Project.
Yeah. He did very well, didn't he?
Man. Yes, he did. Amazing little young man he is.
I can't believe it. Yeah, he went solo across the country. I mean, he didn't have any other support group with him. It was an amazing ride. And it was a nice fundraiser.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. What else going on? Gary, I guess you can jump in here. Before we get started, Gary, when did you serve? What branch did you serve in?
I served in the Air Force from 1963 to 1986.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you for your service on that. Now, you've been with Northland for quite a while.
25 years.
Well, congratulations on that,
too.
All right. Let's talk about some of the other things going on for veterans.
Well, one of the other things we're doing this month, we are raising funds, again, for the Wounded Warrior Project. Fundraiser taking place at every one of our branches. If you care to make a donation, we will put your name up in bold print up on the wall, and we have the paper sales, which will allow us to do that.
Okay.
So come on in and make a contribution and help a worthy cause.
Indeed. Now, have you guys been doing this for quite a few years? Have you done these tributes to veterans every year?
Well, we've done various things over the years with this with the veterans. You know, we support the community, the veterans in our community. In fact, this past weekend, I just attended a farewell party to some of our folks that are going back to Afghanistan.
So okay.
We do support them, and we appreciate the service that our local veterans have provided to us.
I know before we started here, I heard you talking not only the Wounded Warriors program, but also Northland's been a big help in what's going on in Oscoda at the Vets Park there with their Pentagon Memorial there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's a great, great tribute to the veterans.
Yeah, they had a nice ceremony out there also. Now, these things that are taking place, these fundraisers, they're all at all 13 branches, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so stop on in to one of the branches. Now, is this going to go throughout the entire month of November, or will it be ending with...
It should be through the entire month.
Through the entire month.
Yes.
And how will they get more information on this?
Either stop by or call one of our branches, and we'd be glad to answer any all your questions.
All right. Stop on in and purchase, make a donation, and get one of the paper. Are they veterans stickers, or what do they look like?
Just a little square with a flag on it.
Oh, very nice. All right. And that's any amount that they want to donate?
Absolutely.
Very good. And now that money goes to the Wounded Warriors Project also? Is that
that's
where that's
correct.
Going to?
That's correct.
Very nice. So stop on in for that, or just stop on in for all your financial needs. I know you guys cover all the bases when it comes to financial services, don't you?
Right. Well, Northland's been there since 1957.
Yeah.
And we've serviced the military. I was there when the base was there. And I remember the days of the GIs standing in line to get paid there at the Oscoda branch. We even had a branch out on the base. And it was really fantastic in those days to see all those veterans and see those GIs, those active duty GIs. And some of them are still members of the credit union.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Some of them have left. Some of them have come back. In fact, our supervisor committee chairman, Roy Watson, he was here years ago. He's back now, and he's working with the credit union. But, yes, we've always, back when I first started there, we had a lot of the dependents that worked out at the base. Their husbands worked out at the base, so they worked at the credit union. And it was just a big family. Just fantastic, the military people.
Indeed. Well, and you've gone from that family to another family, the Northland family. That's a one big happy family too, isn't it?
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
Yeah, and so if there's a veteran listening out there who might have been serving at like Wordsmith or something and wanted to stop into one of the branches, that would be a great thing, wouldn't it?
Yes,
absolutely.
It would.
All right, and again, pick up and make a donation to the Wounded Warriors Project at any of the 13 Northland Area Federal Credit Union offices. You can call one of the offices, or you guys got a great website, too, full of information.
Correct. Absolutely.
Any way you do it, be a part of it and help out as we pay tribute to our veterans. And one of our veterans, Gary Vick. Gary, thank you for joining us here.
Thank you.
And Pete DeZuris, the CEO of Northland Area Federal Credit Union, thank you for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thank you, Kevin.